Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids and the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm in love with you. And because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's become a big issue. I don't know what's happened with the phone call today. I don't know if it's an issue with Skype, with issue with my end, on your end. I don't know. But I'm going to leave you a voicemail anyway that'll come via email at least. I found out today, you may be aware that there are a number of large corporations actively they've gained control over a lot of the media world and now have gone to the point of effectively censoring. And of course, there is the argument these are corporations, not states, so can they or can't they censor? But effectively, they are censoring. And, you know, they're the big names, the Alex Jones and the guy who works with Ron Paul and the a guy who talks about Islam. A number of people have been censored. And a lot of these people are manually censored in the sense that it's done by a human decision. Obviously, in the case of Alex Jones, because it was done by YouTube, Facebook, Apple, and all sorts of people at the same time, it was an agreed upon targeted thing. But there's also the algorithmic approach, where simply algorithms are put in order to say people who do specific things are the popular term is shadow banned, which has a broad meaning. And a lot of people are becoming victims of that. And I found out last night and verified this morning throughout the day, I'm one of them. So I am, to some degree, being censored. Why? I don't know. Obviously, if you look at some of the videos that I have on YouTube, I specifically point out how YouTube spies on people and how Google spies on people, how you are being controlled through a variety of ways. Those videos have been online. And the censorship has hit home. It hit home significantly. I have to say it's reminiscent of so many things from the incident at Westar, from a number of things that happened going back at the pro-life days. When you want to be obedient to Christ, you are rejected by the world, and the institutional church is the world. I'm seeing that and becoming more of a target of it. I'm still a small fry, clearly. And what's happened with me is minor, but it's there. And I'm not going to stop. And I think you know that. Dorothy Jane, I love you.